Hi, and welcome to the Outsports podcast. It is, what is it, mid-July? I guess it's mid-July now. The summer is heating up. This is Sid Ziegler. I'm with Jim Buzinski in Los Angeles. And I got a little scare a few weeks ago. I got my cholesterol level taken, and my cholesterol levels were all fantastic. But my triglyceride level came back at 395, which is extreme. The report says extremely high risk of cardiac failure, coronary risk factor. Okay, and it scared the hell out of me. And I talked to the doctor and talked about the way I was eating, and I've decided on the spot to change my diet. So I got rid of so many sugars and fats, and somehow over the last 4 weeks, I have lost 8 pounds w almost without trying, just by changing what I eat. And Jim, over the last few years, has really transformed his body with his diet. He's lost a ton of weight. He's incredibly lean, and not that he had a lot of weight to lose before, but he's incredibly lean. And we figured that we would just spend this podcast kind of talking about how we've changed our diets and our exercise regimens, with the summer beach weather, and how we just kind of lost weight and got more lean over time. Jim, I people say, how could you possibly lose 8 pounds? You didn't have 8 pounds to lose. I'm sure you heard the same thing, right?
Oh, absolutely.
But I'll
Go ahead.
but I'll tell you, for me, Dan's like, your stomach is really hard now. Dan's my partner, but and Jim, I never thought you had weight to lose, but you look like fantastic. Like your body is incredible now, incredibly lean. So just kind of tell our readers, like, how did you do it?
Well, first off, I lost, it's hard to believe I lost 40 pounds from when I was the
Oh,
heaviest.
what?
I was 233. And now I'm 193. I'm 6 feet five, so I'm very tall. And so it didn't never looked fat. It just was a lot of weight. I did it through diet, the simple kind of things, diet and exercise. Primarily, the diet thing was, I mean, I'm hypoglycemic, as you know, so I really can't eat a lot of sugar. So for me, the kind of sweets and stuff that most people have trouble with weren't a problem because I never really ate that stuff anyway. But I would really became calorie conscious, and someone that actually helped me a bit was Chris Berglund, who is a ultra endurance athlete who wrote a book, and I wrote a story on it, and he just had a whole thing about counting calories. That it's obviously the number of calories in versus the calories expended, and if you expend more than you take in, you're going to lose weight. And it seems so simple, but it was something I kind of took to heart, and I found out I was eating a lot at night. Before bed, bowls of cereal. It was real healthy cereal, but I would probably figure out, probably eat 400 calories a night in just cereal.
Wow.
And you add that up over, 6 days a week probably, and you're probably putting on, maybe a half a pound a week or a quarter of a pound a week, and over the years it really builds up. So I've kind of totally gotten rid of cereal. I make my own protein bars now, homemade, so I can kind of control what's in it. Ate a lot of egg whites, a lot of lean protein, and don't really worry about the carb stuff as long as it's healthy, complex carbs. And it's a lot of moderation with it. And I think in terms of the exercise, it's the weight training really helps. I mean, my favorite exercise is pull-ups. I think it's probably the best upper body exercise anybody can do, and they're really hard to can you, how many pull-ups can you do?
I haven't tried a pull-up in a long, long time. I have no idea. I'll try it at the gym and let you know.
Well, you got to do them the real way, which is your palms extended out, wide grip, pull yourself all the way up till your chin goes over the bar. Versus the cheating way of using an underhand grip, which is easier.
Not many. I'll tell you that
I mean, I
much.
started at 2 and I had gotten up to 20,
Oh my God.
and then I tore my bicep tendon playing
Oh.
football last November. And that's the one exercise that puts the most strain on your upper body. And I'm back to doing, I'm back up to 8 after a few months of just, trying to rehabbing. But you know, you can discuss it more, but a lot of it just being sensible and just kind of being careful what you eat. I mean, I went on vacation to see my family this week, and I didn't worry about anything. I ate all the stuff I wanted to eat, all the fat, some sugar, and I loved it because it was like a treat. To have French fries for me is a real treat versus it's something I eat all the time. So,
yeah, well, for me, like I said, it really stemmed from this little scare I got with my triglyceride level. So I really researched what builds the triglyceride level in your blood. And, you know, I figured it would be red meat and stuff like that. But it's a lot. It's bread, pasta, rice, and potatoes. Those basic carbohydrates. So your body just either burns them really quickly or turns them into fat. And alcohol. Those were, you know, five of the big things that contribute to it. So I probably drink 6 to 8 alcoholic drinks a week, and I cut it to 2. I probably ate bread, pasta, rice, potato. I probably ate it, 3 times a day, and now I'm eating it once every 3 to 4 days, and instead I'm eating other kinds of carbohydrates like quinoa and millet and lentils and oats. And I thought I would really miss the bread because I love bread and pasta. But I just don't miss it. These other things, the quinoa and the lentils, and I eat oatmeal or oat bran every morning. It fills me up for hours because it's so high in fiber. And I just don't miss the cereal and the bagel. I just don't miss them. In fact, I had a bagel the other day. And I was like, I used to love them. I just didn't care. My desire to eat it has just kind of gone away by not eating it.
Yeah, well, that actually does happen, is you wind up getting used to your new stuff, and the stuff you thought you couldn't do without, you just kind of realize you can do without it. And for me, I just turned 50, so if I can do it, it's kind of like anybody can do it at any age. But one thing for me, it's that I have to be careful what I bring into the house, because if it's in front of me, I will tend to eat it. So one big thing when you're shopping is simply don't buy the stuff. Don't buy something thinking, well, you'll have it as a treat, because you're likely to just devour it in the first few days you have it.
Yeah.
We have a friend, Jim Allen, who comes over the house and complains because I don't have anything good to eat, like no sweets, no desserts, none of that kind of stuff. But tell us about your chocolate thing, though. That was one
Well, right. So you know, when I sit down and write, I write every afternoon. I don't drink caffeine in coffee or soda, but where I was getting a little caffeine was from chocolates. I was literally taking milk chocolate bars, melting them into milk, and drinking hot chocolate as I wrote, which it was probably the number one contributor to the triglyceride level. So what I've done instead is I did a lot of research. So now I take 1 to 2 ounces of dark chocolate, which is much better for you than milk chocolate. It's still not great. And I melt it into almond milk. I guess there's something they think that maybe that the good qualities of chocolate might be diminished when you consume it with dairy. So I'm using almond milk. The sugar content and the fat content of that drink are both way less than the milk chocolate. The milk chocolate, hot chocolate, and I'm drinking half of what I used to drink. So I'm still having that hot chocolate every day, despite it being 85 degrees out. But I'm just doing it more smarter, more healthy. And you know, I'm a huge sweets guy. I love cupcakes. I mean, I was eating probably 2 or 3 or 4 cupcakes a week. I eat something sweet after every single meal, and I've simply changed what I'm eating. I'm eating more fruit. I love making like pie and cobbler and like blueberry crisp, and I'm making that. But you know, instead of butter, I'm using canola oil. Instead of flour, I'm using blended oat bran or oatmeal. And pecans and walnuts, and I'm using just a little bit of honey instead of the granulated sugar, and all of those things. I'm still eating something a little bit sweet after I eat a meal, but it's way healthier just by cutting out, you know, the butter alone, you know, was huge. And I also used to eat a lot of cheese, and I've simply completely removed cheese and added avocado to salads or whatever I want to eat it on.
Yeah, and I think people, if you're going to do, if you're trying to either lose weight or get in better shape, you really need to read nutrition labels, because there is so much hidden sugar in stuff that you wouldn't, you know, like ketchup has a lot of high fructose corn syrup in it.
Right.
So if you eat a lot of ketchup, you're getting probably a lot of calories and a lot of sugar you're really not aware of. And so I'm a you know, same thing at a restaurant. You know, they'll do all these studies where maybe having a Big Mac has less fat than if you have like a double shake or, you know, some weird combination like that. The stuff you don't think has the kind of calories in it.
Yeah.
And just simple exercise. I mean, one thing is I moved into a new place and I'm now on the third floor, so I'm walking more. I'm simply walking, literally to leave my house, I have to walk up three flights of stairs, and I think that contributes into burning calories.
Yeah, I've also changed what I do at the gym. I haven't changed my weightlifting very much. I guess I've changed it a little bit, but I think really the contributing factor has been how I run on the treadmill. I used to just try to burn 300 calories when I went to the gym. Take 20 minutes, burn 300 calories, or 15 minutes, and get it over with and get off the treadmill. Well, now I relax a little bit. I focus on your to burn fat, you're supposed to keep your heart rate around 120. So I keep my heart rate around 120. Instead of 300 calories, I burn 400 to 500 calories, which takes, you know, maybe 6, 7, 8 more minutes. And so, you know, over the course of a week, I'm burning 800 to 1,000 more calories, and I'm taking less in. And it's funny, I didn't mean to lose weight. That was not the purpose of me doing any of this at all. I just got a health scare. But you know what? I'm more lean than I was. I'm certainly way more lean. God, I've lost 18 pounds since I moved to LA on January 1st, and I've lost 8 pounds in the last 4 weeks just by doing these little things.
Well, and I'm the same way. I did not set out deliberately to lose weight. I simply decided I was going to change my diet somewhat and change my exercise. And it wasn't until people who hadn't seen me in a while, you know, commented that I sort of noticed. Because when you sort of see yourself every day, you don't notice it. And
Right.
I was never one who weighed myself regularly. And then when I stepped on the scale the one time, I said, 193, is your scale broken? And then the doctor looked and said, no, you know, so, and that was in about 18 months. So,
Are there any little tips or tricks for diet things that you've substituted that you can offer to people?
When I make oatmeal, I get the low sugar variety, the instant, and I mix it with regular oatmeal and sort of like half and half. And to me, it makes the oatmeal so much tastier, like apples and cinnamon. And the sugar in it is so minimal, but it adds a nice flavor to it. Because sometimes regular oatmeal, I mean, can be just kind of bland. And to make it tasty, you wind up having to throw in stuff like maple syrup or jam, which probably is adding, for me, more sugar than I want. So, like, I open up a pack of, which is a half a cup basically, then mix it with a half cup and cook the whole thing up. And you just have to find little things that make something more palatable. Because sometimes I mean, frankly, desserts that are made with real butter and real sugar simply taste better to me than, you know, a low fat, low sugar cookie. Just is kind of like, you might as well not even have a cookie. And that maybe is my one tip for people is, if you want it, eat it. You know, don't deprive yourself. If you want a pizza, go out and enjoy having a pizza, but don't have it 3 times a week.
That's right.
Have it like a treat. And if you want a piece of real pie or something like that, have it. Don't freak out about it. And I think it's a lifestyle change. It becomes, you know, just gradual. You don't if you sit there thinking you're depriving yourself, you're going to quickly go back onto the wagon. There was a study by Harvard last week examining all these weight loss programs, determined the single biggest factor wasn't the program, it was your mindset and your willpower. The people who were most determined to keep it off kept the weight off.
And my thing, as far as what I want to eat, sugar and fat, right? That's what we want to eat. We want to eat sugar and fat that tastes good. You can have sugar and fat and still eat healthy. Just instead of having butter, have canola oil or olive oil. And instead of having cheese or fat, you have the fat, but instead of cheese, have nuts or have avocado, things like that. You can still, and it's sugar. Instead of having a cookie, find, you know, have some fruit. I mean, I've really fallen in love, back in love with fruit, just fresh fruit, or, you know, cut up a little fruit salad. And yeah, you know what? An apple doesn't taste as good as a German chocolate bundt cake from Kiss My Bundt, but you know what? I feel a lot better, and I just, my desire to have that bundt cake has just gone down. So you can have the sugar, you can have the sugar and the fat. Just most of the time, have it in different forms, and then every once in a while, have the cupcake.
Of course, people are not going to want to see pictures, so.
Well, they're just going to have to wait for those. Yeah. there are pictures of us floating around anyway, so they can go digging. All right.
Except,
well,
most of mine are my old pictures, though. So.
Oh, really? Well, we can dig donations. We can auction them off.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. If you have any tips, you know, I'll post something on the blog to get a conversation started. But for any tips or tricks that you can offer people, go onto the our Outsports Jock Talk blog. Thanks for listening, and we will talk to you later.